With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. Some 200 aircraft are expected to fly into a central Wyoming airport that lies in the path of the total solar eclipse, August 21st. Casper Natrona County International Airport Manager Glenn Januska says the event will bring air traffic that he has never seen before at the airport. Januska says, as of yesterday, there are about 191 aircraft carrying around 800 people expected to be at the airport August 21st. About 160 are arriving in the hours leading up to the eclipse. It's estimated that half of them are jets and the other half are single or twin-engine aircraft. The largest jet is a Boeing 737. Planes will arrive at a rate of one about every 2 minutes until a half hour before the total eclipse begins. And a Wyoming superintendent has postponed his district's first day of school because he says he grossly underestimated how significant the solar eclipse is going to be. Laramie County School District 2's first day of classes was scheduled for the same day as the eclipse, August 21st, but has changed to August 22nd. Superintendent John Abrams says he didn't realize the eclipse was going to be a, quote, once-in-a-lifetime thing, unquote, and wants students, parents, and teachers to be able to witness it. Abrams says the district is in the area that will have a 98% eclipse. Students will attend school on Friday to make up the hours missed Monday. The district still plans to offer an eclipse field trip to all of the district's secondary students. An esteemed climate change professor at the University of Montana has retired with a buyout to focus on what he calls the coming climate wars. Steve Running launched Montana's climate change minor in 2009, which the university says is the nation's first academic program dedicated to climate change. Running accepted the buyout in July. He says moving on will help the university's budget crisis and will allow him to focus on the national committees he is on. Running was on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in 2007 when it was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Nikki Fear, director of the university's Climate Change Studies program, says she believes Running will have an advisory role with the university in the future. After being delayed because of political fallout from the debate over health care, a resolution sponsored by Wyoming Republican Senator Mike Enzi passed with unanimous consent earlier this month. It recognizes July 22nd as National Day of the American Cowboy. The resolution wasn't acted on earlier after Democratic leaders blocked the standard procedure for passing non-controversial items without a vote. The resolution's co-sponsors this year all hailed from states where cowboys are still part of daily life, including Montana. The Cowboy Day resolution was established by former Wyoming Senator Craig Thomas back in 2005. Montana has registered 10,000 medical marijuana patients since voters approved a ballot initiative that repealed a law that limited each provider to 3 patients. The Billings Gazette reports the state has added an average of 1,300 registered patients each month so far this year, and the Department of Public Health and Human Services now has more than 17,000 patients registered. Montana voters initially approved medicinal use of marijuana in 2004. The state had more than 30,000 patients registered in June 2011, just as the legislature passed a bill intended to curb perceived abuses in the system. Large commercial producers were raided that year, and the new legislation limited providers to just 3 patients. The number of registered patients fell to as few as 7,500 by November 2016. The Department of Livestock and local veterinarians are monitoring an outbreak of severe canine respiratory disease in Montana. Veterinarians in Bozeman, Livingston, Billings, Butte, Big Timber, Roundup, and Red Lodge have reported seeing dogs with coughing, difficulty breathing, and fever. Assistant State Veterinarian Tani Szymanski said today the symptoms are similar to kennel cough, but the vaccine for kennel cough is not protecting the dogs.
Unfortunately, we just haven't been able to exactly pinpoint what the cause of the infection is, which is frustrating.
Dogs with more critical infections have developed pneumonia.
A lot of these dogs have required antibiotics to get over these infections.
Canine influenza is suspected, but more testing is needed to confirm that. A small number of dogs have died, and young animals seem particularly sensitive.
Whether they're coughing or sneezing or sharing a water bowl, putting that out into the environment and then being in close contact with other dogs is going to allow for the transfer of disease between animals.
In the meantime, the Department of Livestock recommends pet owners limit their dogs' contact with other pets in the community. And humans are not to worry about their health if they're near a coughing pup. Szymanski says there's no evidence at this time that this particular respiratory disease is transferable to humans. All Things Considered continues right here on Yellowstone Public Radio.